USA News. I'm Jerry Varmash. GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie believes former President Trump will sign the loyalty pledge to get himself on the debate stage. Speaking on ABC's This Week, the former New Jersey governor called Trump's initial refusal to sign the Republican National Committee's pledge to support the party nominee misdirection and nonsensical theater. Christie implied the former president might not honor the pledge, even if he does sign it. Another Republican presidential candidate, Mike Pence, says Trump got bad legal advice with regards to overturning the 2020 result.
It was a group of crackpot lawyers that the chief of staff allowed to be in the Oval Office that frankly should have never been allowed.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, he also blamed Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for allowing those lawyers into the Oval Office. The attorney for Hunter Biden says a five-year investigation has shown no evidence that President Biden was involved in any of his son's business dealings. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Abby Lowell emphasized that the investigation was ordered by and conducted by officials appointed by former President Trump. Lowell said the investigation only turned up evidence related to tax filings and gun possession. The confirmed death toll in Hawaii's wildfires has climbed to 93 and making them the deadliest in the United States in over 100 years. Governor Josh Green says the state's attorney general is investigating if emergency preparations failed.
We'll know soon whether or not they did enough to get those sirens going, but there was massive destruction of telecommunications. Otherwise, we ourselves would have communicated with each other like we always do within seconds on our cell phones.
Search and recovery efforts continue. Pope Francis says the number of migrants dying in the Mediterranean Sea is an open wound for humanity. The 86-year-old Pope offered prayers Sunday for the 41 people reported missing Wednesday by four survivors. This is USA News.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. 800-503-7846. That's 800-503-7846.
A small plane crashed onto an Oklahoma City highway Sunday afternoon. Officials say the plane went down near I-44 after hitting power lines. At least two people were believed to be on the plane and injured. Is there another name change coming for the Washington Commanders?
A Native American group is pushing hard for the Commanders to bring back their old Redskins nickname. The Native American Guardians Association wrote a letter to the team to let new ownership know about its Reclaim the Name campaign. They said Native Americans don't find the name Redskins to be derogatory, and the team never asked the community how they felt before the change was made. The group has already gathered more than 60,000 names on a petition to bring back the old nickname. I'm John Schaefer.
The man who wrote the book and lyrics for the longest-running musical in theater history, The Fantastics, has died. Tom Jones died Friday at his home in Connecticut. The Fantastics ran off-Broadway for 42 years. Barbie is still atop the box office, making another $33 million in its fourth weekend. That brings the Greta Gerwig movie over $525 million domestically. The Margot Robbie-led film already eclipsed $1 billion worldwide last weekend. Oppenheimer is second with $18 million for the weekend and more than $260 million across North America. Hats off to the likes of Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, and others enshrined over the weekend into the Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this